If you have any kind of a problem with sickness, I want to show you in one chapter that God said in two verses, if you'll obey them, I guarantee you'll never have another sick day. After what Dave had to say when he met me, you know, this crazy wild kid from Texas, that the only thing I'd done different than everybody else that I'd read the Word. I'd meditated on the Word. And I told him, I said, son, I don't care what's wrong with you. I guarantee if you do what I tell you from God's Word, I guarantee the King of the universe will heal you. Now, that's not a statement that a lot of people make. In fact, Bill Gothard, when I was over there, Bill asked me, he said, Thurman, how in the world can you guarantee? He said, that just makes me cringe every time you pray for somebody and say, now I guarantee it's done. He said, how can you do that? I said, one way, Bill, I have faith in my God. And I believe what he said in his word. If I can't stand on his word, then the rest of y'all, I might as well throw y'all out. Can you stand on any human being's word? There's not many, is there? I don't care how much you love me. I mean, I may have done everything right for you. I may have taught you the Word of God. And you say, I would trust my life with Thurman. Well, don't do that because someday I might let you down somewhere. Is that right? I mean, I'm a human being. You know, I'm not God. And so I do not want to let you down. But it seems like that the people that you build up, that you think are those that are the greatest men and women of God, when they do any little thing wrong, it just like kicks your legs out from under you. Thurman did that. I can't believe he did that. He's such an awesome man of God. Well, let me tell you, you know, don't build your faith in me. Build your faith in the King, because he won't ever let you down. Amen. I do not want to let you down. I do want to walk in love. And I know that you know that. I want to walk in total love to everybody. I don't care what they say or do or how they act or look or nothing else. I don't want to walk in any offense with anybody. Because I've learned a long time ago that if I don't walk in total obedience to God's word, I cannot guarantee he'll do what he said because I can't pray the prayer of faith for you. And that's what's so difficult, is walking in love. I mean, it's easy to love somebody that loves you. And whenever I do go home to be with the Lord, and even before I go home to be with the Lord, if somebody mentions Thurman Scrivener, I want them to say, that man that walked with God. That's all I remember about Thurman. He was the man that walked with God. And when he prayed, the King showed up. How do you know that? Because he prayed for me and I got healed. Amen. See, Dave will remember that the rest of his life. Because he was sick 40 years. He will never forget the man that studied the Word of God. But that's the way I would love for all of us to be. I mean, not just me. I want all of us to be like that because I got a feeling that's what God wants all of us to be like. Let me show you a scripture when this becomes rhema to you, what Dave's talking about there. I'm going to show you two places in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. If you're sick or you got anything wrong with you, I want you to think about what this says. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. Now, when I've taught the Word of God to Dave enough and long enough until he finally believed, then he says, I can be healed now when you pray for me. I see now how you guarantee God's word. It's written. What's the first thing I have to do? I have to change the way you believe. The centurion had a servant that had cerebral palsy. In this case, if you read the whole story, you will find out. And he came to the Lord, told him about him, and the Lord said, I'll go heal him. And he said, no, I'm not worthy to have you come to my house. This soldier said, I have soldiers under me, and when I tell one of them to do this, he does it, and I tell this one to do this, he does it. So he said, and I know you're a man of spiritual authority. When you speak, it's going to happen. So by having that kind of faith in our Lord, he said, you know, you just say the word and my servant will be healed. Do you know when we speak in faith today, that's how we get that great anointing from God? Somehow, there's some kind of a meter or something in our heart. I don't know how it works, but God does. And you start putting the word of God in you and believing what, and you start building that little thing up. Now, when you can get it up to the top of your heart, man, I mean, you've reached a point. You're just like this guy right here. He had heard Jesus talk about the wonderful miracles and heal people and everything else. And when he said, you know, you just speak the word. I've seen you before. And when you speak, things happen. So you just speak the word over my servant, and I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, wow, I've not seen such great faith in all Israel. As you have believed, so be it unto you. When you and I get that into our heart, I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. The King lives inside of me. I have been given all power and authority over sin. I don't have to sin anymore. You've got to get that into your heart that Jesus Christ gave you that power and authority, that you have the power within you to never sin again. It's your choice. Paul clearly told us that. He said, you know, you have the freedom. Now, this is something that people really have problems with. As a Christian, I am totally, completely free to do anything I want to do. But all things are not beneficial to me. You know, I'm free. I could smoke a cigarette if I wanted to. I'm a Christian. But it wouldn't be very beneficial because I know what cigarettes does to my body. Over time, I could smoke one and it won't kill me. I could smoke two or three and it wouldn't kill me. But if I decided to not ever let them get a hold on me, but yet I want to smoke a pack every day, it might shorten my life 10 or 15 or 20 years. But I had freedom to smoke those crazy things if I want to. But they're not beneficial for me. Hadn't I rather live the 20 years instead of giving it away? I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to do anything that's against God's word because I know that there's consequences for sin. Because when Paul said all things are not beneficial, although I have freedom, just like he was talking about eating meat, he said, you know, I can eat that meat sacrificed to that idol if I want to. And are we free to eat meat sacrificed to an idol? Of course we are. As Christians, we can eat meat. You know, we can eat anything, you know, if you believe God's word. Anything is free for you to eat, but not all things are beneficial. And of course, there's some people that think that if you eat like shrimp, some people say, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to eat shrimp. Well, let me tell you, I mean, I'm at a point where I know I have total, complete freedom to eat shrimp if I want to. So there's not any doubt in my heart. If I want to go out with my wife and have a plate of shrimp, we can go have a plate of shrimp, and then it don't bother me one bit because I'm walking in total faith. Now then, if I'm not walking in faith, how much doubt does God allow us to have? Zero. That's written in the Word. You can have zero doubt and please God. If you got 1% doubt, you don't please Him, do you? No. As a son of God, or a daughter of God, whatever you meditate on and whatever you believe with your heart, that's what's going to happen. The only place you can get this kind of understanding is by spending lots of time in God's Word. As I have believed, so be it done unto me. If I believe I'm old and decrepit and can't get around, then guess what? You know, I mean, how many men especially do you see that they've been taught wrong, and by the time they get to 65, which is retirement age, or, you know, most men can start drawing their Social Security at 65, some earlier, but if you get to 65, they're believing, oh, if I ever get to 65, oh, my goodness, I'm so old and wore out, I just can't make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 65 or not. Well, that guy may not make it to 65, because as he's believing, he's killing himself. In fact, I met a man, well, I didn't meet him, I mean, I talked to him a while ago, I've known him a long time, and he's telling me, he said, you know, Thurman, I'm learning how to stand on God's Word. And he said, from my toes to right here so far, I'm 21. Now, he's a whole lot older than 21. Really, he's 66. But he said, I'm standing on God's Word. He said, I'm 21 from the neck down. And he said, it ain't going to be long, I'm going to be 21 all the way to my head. Well, see, he's learning how to believe that. What did the Lord say? As you have believed. Is that what he said? So why do we go around saying, oh, I can't do that, I'm old, you know? Do you hear people doing that all the time? They do, don't they? But we don't have to, do we? I mean, you don't have to be old just because you got a few years on you, right? We can be young. I mean, as sons of God, I believe I'm young, don't you? Sure, I do. I believe I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I mean, that verse belongs to me because Jesus put it in the Word. And then let me show you something else. Not only as you believe, so let it be done unto you. And he says, and his servant was healed that same hour. And he only had cerebral palsy. We went to a family reunion yesterday. We must have had 50, 60 people there, I guess at least. All kinds of wonderful people. All these wonderful people. My family, you know, just it's amazing how many people I had there and how much I love them. I just get choked up thinking about all these people are my people. They're my family. You know, I love them all. They all know me and know me quite well. All of them don't believe. In fact, I'll tell you, when Dave and I went down to East Texas to one of my cousins got killed in a car wreck here a couple of years ago. So we flew over there to the funeral. And of course, when we're upstairs there in that Baptist church, I'm talking with all of my family. Dave's there with me. And one of my cousins, and she may be a little younger than me, about my age, she said, what kind of good things is God doing in your life? I said, oh, he's doing all kinds of things. I said, I'm going all over the country teaching the word, teaching people how to get healed, what causes sickness and disease. I said, in fact, and by the way, this guy got right here with me. I mean, I know I'm seeing the doubt in their eyes, you know. I said, by the way, this guy here is Dave Rosenfeld. I said, I met him 8 years ago at that time, whatever it was. I says, he was sick, had an incurable disease, born with it. I said, he'd been to all kinds of doctors. Nobody could heal him. And so I met him. I told him if he'd do what I tell him. And I said, he did. And so I prayed for him. And I said, and God healed him. I said, oh, by the way, there's Patty over there. I'm going to go over and talk to her. That was the wife of the cousin that got killed. So I left. And as I walked over there, here's my family, men and women, you know, that I've been raised up with all of my life, you know. I mean, we're all cousins, first cousins, aunts and uncles and all kinds of my family. And my cousin, she looked over at Dave and says, Dave, is Thurman telling us the truth? Now, that makes a guy feel bad. I mean, if it had been somebody else that had known me, I could understand that. But not my cousins and first cousins that I've known since I was this tall. And they asked the question, is Thurman telling us the truth? Doesn't that hurt your heart? You know, but that's the way it is. One of us spent time in the Word. Now, all of us go to church and all of us are Christians. There's no two ways about it. I got the most wonderful family. Most of the time, the things that are being talked about is Jesus. Now, there's not a lot of families like that. You know that? We're Christians. We all walk with God. But when you think about what this is saying, as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. So do you believe you're a son of God? Do you believe you're a daughter of the King? Do you believe the promises of God belong to you? Some of you don't really believe that yet. You have to go home and meditate on this a little while. You have to read it over and over. On down in verse 17, Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself, Jesus, took my infirmities and He bare my sickness. Jesus, the King of the universe, He bore your infirmity or your sin. Now, do any of us have sin? Oh, yeah, we have sin. We had a lot before we come to Jesus. And the more you know Him, the closer you'll walk with Him, the less sin you will have in your life. And the goal is to get rid of how much sin? All of it. That's exactly right. Get rid of all of it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Total Love and Obedience, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.